This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
They're all working, sleep, out of work and down. All inside is so frustrating.
Walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
More like the globalist Obama Zone. Infowars.com. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'll be honest with you, all the Christmas worship, the obsession with it, I never disliked it, but I didn't like the crowds, the traffic. I like the lights. I like some of the presents when I was a kid. But overall, I like Thanksgiving better because I just like family. I like Christmas food. I like holiday food. I like pumpkin pie and cherry pie. I'm hungry. And ham and turkey and, you know, grandma and the rest of it. But piles of toys and everything, even when I was a kid, it was kind of like, well, this is kind of obscene. I'd rather, you know, go hiking or something when I was a kid. But as I get older, I like it more and more because at least it's family. At least it's wholesome compared to this new culture. And I just get more nostalgic by the day now. And it brings me back to being a kid. And I just love Christmas. And the filthy scum that have taken this country over and Europe over are banning Christmas carols in Italy. They're banning it in Germany. They're telling women how to dress. They're telling people you can't have Oktoberfest outside because, you know, there's 10,000 migrants in the town of 5,000 now, and they come up and say you're not going to drink that beer. I mean, it's crazy to have these arrogant, stuck-up, crazy people who come from these henpecked countries where they just suppress each other all day and make each other conform. Then they come to our truly liberal cultures, and a bunch of fake liberals team up with them to tell us what words to use and how to talk and how to behave. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm getting angry. Let some jackass tell me to not have a Christmas tree in my yard or whatever. I'm going to break your frickin' nose. I'm tired of getting pushed around, and I've had enough. I'm not trying to act tough. I just have to vent sometimes because I sit here and I look at all this and our government funding Al-Qaeda and murdering everybody. And I mean, just think of the trash that we have running our country. That they would go into stable countries and put crazies in to murder all the Christians, much less Muslims, who I care about as well. But, see, they're targeting countries that have got Christians and that are somewhat secular and stable. And they are murdering everyone they get their filthy hands on with our sickening, evil Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Hollande and Merkel and Cameron honchoing the whole stinking mess from London, funding and running. It came out that ISIS is, in fact, it isn't enough to show one article. It's enough to show a whole spectrum. Do you remember a month ago it came out that all the major ISIS video and website accounts are run by government-connected, secretive telecoms in Silicon Valley? Oh, and now it's in mainstream news that the hackers have traced ISIS Twitter accounts to the British government? Oh, you know they let them fly wherever they want? You know they bring them in? You know they protect them? You know they run them? And then if you dare protest them in England, they arrest you and throw you in a pen with them to be beaten or murdered. They even let, in England, they let them get away with pouring acid on women's faces and raping children.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with the message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosates, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I want you. I need you. I want you to be my tonight.
Well, the big battle's coming up tonight. We'll have live coverage on InfoWars Nightly News for at least 3 hours, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. InfoWarsNews.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and of course, you'll be able to watch the free feeds, audio and video, at InfoWars.com/2016 is the link for election coverage and the free feeds. Also, InfoWars.com/show. We'll also have both the daytime feed, refeeding of the radio/TV show, InfoWars Live, with yours truly, Alex Jones. Jakari Jackson hosting the fourth hour today, and we will continue on with the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, as well. But watch coverage of the last 2015 Republican debate here at InfoWars.com tonight at 7. InfoWars exclusive coverage of the GOP debate. And some people send us emails. It's very popular. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands just on the streams watch. One time we had like 500,000 watch. On average, it's about 300,000 watch it live and then the refeed of it. We actually get a lot of emails, though, saying, hey, stop talking over the debate. you tune into CNN to see the debate and to see their commercials and to see them cutting in. This is a presidential supposed commission. It's only being hosted by them. We are covering the debate and the whore media. We are covering the media event. That's how we take the feed and cover it. We could not just take their feed and have that there. We are adding our commentary, adding our own news pieces. We are analyzing it, just like I can show presidential commercials or I can analyze clips of films. Under classical fair use, has been checked out by the lawyers. It's very defensible. That's what we're doing. I just keep explaining it, and people don't get it. So I don't want our crew to even explain that anymore tonight when people send tweets or emails, because I think it's kind of a joke when they ask it. I think we'll say it maybe once at the start and maybe at the ending, that we are here live analysis of the propaganda and of the candidates and of the controlled media because they cannot be trusted. We're going to be there adding live analysis and coverage, kind of like Archie Bunker does at his house, you know, yelling at the television. That's what we're doing. We are here to expose things in live time in an irreverent way. And that's what we do. Now, I want to take phone calls ahead of the former head of the Visa Department in Saudi Arabia, Michael Springman, worked for the State Department. It came out that the CIA was handling the hijackers, 15 of the 19. They were ordered to let them back in. That ties into all the things happening with the visas today and how they're letting these jihadists into the country. I'd love to hear if people from Customs or retired Customs or Border Patrol could get in to talk about this, because I know they're good people on average, some of the best, but they are ordered to harass citizens. But you see it all the time where busload or a trainload of illegals comes in from all over the world. They're ordered to not even look at their IDs or ask for them, and they let them in. A good example of what came out in the news 2 weeks ago, 140-plus people from Mexico and other countries out of Mexico landing at JFK, and they were told, don't even look at their passports or IDs. Just let them in and let them out. And I played a governor earlier. Let's play that clip again of North Carolina on O'Reilly Factor. The feds don't tell us where, when, or who they're bringing refugees in. Well, the governor of Texas asked and was told, we're not going to tell you. Well, we know there's 300 at one high school alone in Austin. Ja'Kari Jackson went out and covered that at my alma mater, Anderson High. So here's that clip. But first, the toll-free number to join us. First-time callers again, 800-259-9231. Or if you haven't called in a year. First-timer hadn't called in a year. I think that's a nice in-between level. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now let's go ahead and go to the North Carolina governor talking about the situation.
You have Syrian refugees headed to North Carolina. You oppose that, but you can't stop it, correct?
That's correct. We're not even told by the president. I think the most misinformation is that the federal government and Homeland Security and the president tell each governor when these Syrian refugees come to our state. We are have no communication whatsoever
on you don't know.
When they come, where they go, who they are.
Right.
And that's what our major objection is. Our local Homeland Security people, who are the ones that have to respond to any emergency, are not in the communication loop with the president of the United States.
Governor Christie,
and that's
got to
change.
And now we have California schools in L.A., the biggest school district in the country, shut down for an unspecified threat. And New York's looking at shutting down. Instead of snow days, we have terror days where we learn to get in the fetal position. Pretty disgusting. Nathaniel in Alaska, you're on the air. Welcome.
This is Nathaniel from Alaska. I have a few things to talk about today.
Yes, sir. We're not screening your call. You're live on air.
Okay, fantastic. So the first thing I have to say is about the coming geopolitical alignment that I perceive coming. You were talking earlier about Uthala Gulen and his MET movement a little bit, I believe.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I have a couple ideas as to what will happen. I perceive that we may very well have a Trump presidency, and I'm very happy about that. But I think it may bring upon certain problems. But like you, I am here to fight simply for what is right, and I'd rather go down with the ship if we're fighting for what is right. So what I think will happen is we'll have a Trump presidency. We'll have global backlash from a lot of Islamic entities within from around, and they'll be looking for a solution. That solution will be a secular Islam. Secular Islam will not be found under the current ISIS situation. I think it's a huge false flag. I think the whole ISIS thing is meant to bring in this Hizmet philosophy. Because if you look at the philosophy, everything on this philosophy essentially points to a solution. I think the solution may bring upon possibly some huge implications.
All right, appreciate your call. The reason the West is bringing in radical, incompatible jihadis is because they're going to let them carry out terror attacks. They're then going to take all of our basic rights and put troops on the street corner for the gun owners, the veterans, the patriots, who they admit it's all for. They will then false flag terror attack and blame it on us and try to come basically arrest the leadership of the patriot movement that are the true Americans who just want basic Americana, July 4th, free market, private property, the right to keep and bear arms, the right to not be surveilled. We are the enemy. But they have to overthrow logic to get that done. They have to let terrorists get into the country. They have to let them attack us and then let the very people that aided them pose as our saviors, our owners, our controllers. So we're here to expose that right now, and we're in a race against time to wake people up, especially at the state level, so the globalists can't carry this out. They're then in phase two, which Europe is already in, putting them under civil emergencies, banning any libertarian or conservative movements from even demonstrating or holding office, to then, quote, submit to Islam so that it won't attack us. And then they won't really submit to Islam. Once a country submits, they will then round up the more radical jihadis and actually deport them or imprison them or rehabilitate them so there aren't terror attacks. But anytime you then don't submit, they flip the switch and then turn the jihadis loose. So the jihadis are like a big pit bull that they use to menace the West. And you can see the chain in the hand of the globalist right down to the neck, the spike collar. You can see the globalist feeding the pit bull, you know, gunpowder, so it's crazed and out of control. And they think we're so dumb we don't see this whole situation, even though it's in the news today. Eric in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Big, long-time listener. I met you at Bilderberg 2012 in Chantilly, Virginia. About the GOP debate tonight, I was thinking, you know, I mean, considering InfoWars has such a huge audience, just to show up all these other networks and their fake dog and pony show debates, how about InfoWars host your own debate?
Well, here's the deal. We do have 20 million viewers and listeners a week. We do have millions and millions of viewers a day. But most of the Republican candidates still go along with the establishment and would not probably come on this show. I could twist Rand Paul's arm, get him on as a guest. I could twist Ted Cruz's arm, probably get him on if I wanted to. The Trump people pretty much reached out to us. I wasn't even shooting that high, thinking to try to get somebody that big on, because quite frankly, it doesn't really even do that much for the show. I can just analyze what they're doing anyways. But it is good that Trump comes on because it shows how big this audience is and that he's a savvy guy and knows what he's doing. But down the road, I mean, I would imagine that we will have some debates of an InfoWars host. I appreciate your call. Brandon in a FEMA region. He won't say what state he's in. You're on the air. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to start out by saying the good news is we're winning on many fronts. I'm a college student, and the average female I talk to are bitterly opposed to abortion, know that global warming's a total fraud, know that the police state is a total hoax. But what I wanted to talk to you today about is I was reading this morning that Delta Force carried out a raid against ISIS, and I wanted to get your opinion if it's just a staged raid like the Osama bin Laden raid was or if it was real. It claimed that they killed a high-ranking ISIS.
Sure, sure. Is that the one a month ago where one of the Delta Force guys got killed?
No. It was posted this morning, and it said that they killed a tier commander in ISIS or something, and they killed 12 jihadis and a hostage.
Well, there's so many splinter groups in what ISIS is supposedly. They're all Wahhabists, all the same group. And I didn't see that new report. Maybe they'll bring it into me. But Delta Force goes and kills who they're told to kill. And so who knows if who they killed is actually Wahhabist or ISIS. Delta Force is also very political, and particularly nowadays, it will engage in any deception the president wants. They work for the president directly. So it's not Delta Force, it's Obama Force. right now. And so, quite frankly, I don't trust a word comes out of their mouths. I'm not saying the men that are in Delta Force are bad, but it's just over-the-top political, so I don't believe a word of it. I mean, look, the point is our government created ISIS and is running it.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Coming up, lettuce is 3 times worse than bacon for emissions, greenhouse gases. Vegan diets could be bad for the environment. See, they're not going to let you have anything. Everything you do is bad. Everything has to be taxed. Everything is evil. The government's going to save you. That ties into Star Wars, Class Wars. Is Mars the escape hatch for the 1%? The escape hatch for the 1%. Well, the elite are acting like the planet isn't going to be here soon. Whether that's true or not, it says a lot about what they think about us, doesn't it? Right now, though, let's go to Seth in Pennsylvania, James in Canada, and others. Seth in PA, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, my friend.
Thanks for having me. I'm a big fan of the show. I listen and read all the time.
Thank you.
I just have two things. The one's a question I wanted to get your take on. What are your thoughts on the three senators, Brad Winstrup, Ken Calvert, and Mike Pompeo? Think anything's going to come out of the investigation of them looking into CENTCOM, of Obama doctrine, the record saying that they were containing ISIS and all that?
You know, I'm glad you raised that, because there was a headline in an article at Infowars.com yesterday that dealt with the fact that there is a Pentagon Inspector General investigation of the fixed intelligence to say that ISIS wasn't a threat. But the media is spinning it that the investigation is about that. It's really about the government arming ISIS. And that's what these generals have come out and talked about. So, yes, we need to really focus on this. This is potentially 1,000 times worse than Watergate or even Whitewater. You know, ripping off some properties, that's nothing compared to turning whole countries over to Al-Qaeda, calling it a new name, having our military aid them, lying to the American people. And the fact that we've had all these generals go public and analysts go public, and now we have senators investigating it, it's just ultra-massive. And I need to go around to all my reporters and all my investigative journalists and my anchors and say, listen, you can cover whatever you want because you've all got great instincts. I like what you cover. I mean, I'm very, very hands-off around here. But we need to make this a major, major, major priority, because I see so many headlines on InfoWars that get it right. You know, Western governments caught funding ISIS. Russia says West running ISIS. Russia says Turkey buying ISIS oil. It's all admitted. But those headlines aren't even hardcore enough. I see some headlines that we run that are like, you know, U.S. underestimated ISIS. That's kind of the spin. They didn't underestimate jack squat. It started coming out that our government was funding it. Our own military said they wouldn't be part of it. So everything else has been an obfuscation, a muddying of the water, a smokescreen to confuse everyone. Hillary said, oh, Benghazi and ISIS is fog of war. No, it's not, you witch. The fog's coming out of your broomstick, lady. You're running the whole stinking thing. We got you locked on target. You understand politically? All we got to do is, I have you now. And it's goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. We have you. The generals are going public. It's so huge. It's so big. It's so bonkers. And I've been living with this for so long, I don't even cover it properly. What is my problem? Ugh, telling you, we're going to get this done. These pieces of murdering filth think they can just run around and kill everybody in front of us and run Al-Qaeda and run terror attacks and let the jihadis in and we don't do anything. We're going to do something about it. We're going to get out of our trance. We're going to get involved. We're going to expose it. Appreciate your call. I mean, that's what this comes down to, people. If we're in a trance and we don't care, and so am I. Well, I'm breaking out of the trance. It's sensational that criminals have hijacked our government. It is sensational that we're not doing anything about it. It's sensational they're trying to teach five-year-olds how to be trannies. It's sensational they're trying to forcibly inoculate us. It's sensational they got the NSA surveilling everything we do, but won't tell governors and don't know where the refugees crawling with Al-Qaeda and ISIS are going. It's sensational. This criminal government, this occupied government, this criminal group has hijacked this nation 110%. And my theatrics are theatrics. They're real. What I'm doing right now, getting angry and mad, is real. It's me not controlling myself. So it's 90% real. As a man, I can control myself and not get angry on air and have a heart attack. Or maybe get mad at somebody in traffic. I don't. I let it out here on air. I leave it here on the field. This is real. It's real. I'm mad, but I'm letting myself do this so that people get what's going on. Understand, you murdering terrorist filth that put fluoride in our water, try to brain damage our kids, and try to teach kids 2 + 2 = 5, and the debt limits don't raise debt limits, and that we didn't build our businesses, you pieces of murdering filth. We're better than you, and we're going to break the conditioning, and the sleeping giant is going to take you down, globalist. Do you understand the spirit of liberty is rising!
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Not dead yet. Not in a trance. Not submitting to tyranny. I'm alive.
Look to the left and look to the right. But you will live in danger tonight.
When the enemy comes, he will never be heard. He'll blow your mind. And not say a word. That's what the culture, it's what the GMO, it's what the creeping death of the open borders and the radical Islamists pouring in is all about. The incremental conquering through organized, controlled crisis of not just the West, but the entire world. Sleeping giant awakens. The criminal class that's infested many areas of government corporations attempt to expand their control and bully us into submission. Thanks so much for joining us on this live Tuesday, the 15th day of December, 2015 global transmission. We're about to go to our guest here in just one moment. Briefly, we have the specials for Tuesday, December 15th. You need to have your orders in Friday by noon to be guaranteed to have them before Christmas. on the 23rd or 24th here in the United States. Your purchase also funds the operation. And, boy, these are great products. 20% off the Nascent Iodine X2, the good halogen. Go read the reviews, find out why it's so powerful. The Essentials Pack, Survival Shield X2, Super Female or Male or Female Vitality, and Silver Bullet, 33% off. That's a great deal. The Cleanse Pack, Deep Cleanse, Living Defense, and Oxy Powder to flush your body out to the maximum degree, 28% off. Winter Sun, the incredible concentrated organic sublingual vitamin D that you need in the winter so much. And, of course, Deep Cleanse first ever sale, 17% off. Discounts on coffee, free coffee mugs, and more with purchases. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsShop.com will also get you to the Legacy Store, the older shopping cart, if you like that better, or InfoWarsLife.com to find all the nutraceuticals. The Hillary for Prison t-shirt, that is a limited edition. We're not making anymore, and so if you want to get that, we're already selling out of some of the sizes. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. But it is your purchase of the products that makes this entire transmission possible, so we salute you. You're not just part of the InfoWar. You stand at the heart of the InfoWar. And at every other point of the compass, thank you for your support, your prayers, and more as we fearlessly charge in daily in frontal assaults against the incredible lies that are being spewed down our throats. Now, the whole visa controversy that's been coming out the last few weeks after the attacks in San Bernardino that left 14 dead has really been coming to a head. And then even more came out today, even though I've been working for about a week to get Mr. Springman on the broadcast. Michael Springman, michaelspringman.com, served as the United States government as a diplomat with the State Department's Foreign Service while postings in Germany, India, and Saudi Arabia, and also worked with the U.S. Commerce Department. He left federal service and currently practices law in the Washington, D.C. area. michaelspringman.com. That's two N's. And he came out after 9/11 and talked to his colleagues who were openly told, you're going to let, and he's told the story before, so I'm just recapping. He's getting the news today. These people in that have these terrorist backgrounds, and he said, well, we're not going to do that. And he said, well, they work for the CIA, basically, so we've been ordered to. And now we see, and of course this was back in 2001, 2002, he exposed all this. Now we see everything he talked about confirmed in spades every day. And his book exposes the whole situation. We'll tell you about the title of that as well and put that up on screen. Visas for Al-Qaeda. CIA handouts that rock the world. And that book is available at InfoWarsStore.com and better bookstores and Amazon, the rest of it as well. And sure, you're awake, but what about your friends and family? Buy them the book. Give it to them. Support patriots and heroes that tell the truth, like Mr. Springman. Now, dovetail that with the British headline today out of the Mirror. Hackers trace ISIS Twitter accounts back to British government. What about the Associated Press a couple months ago? All of ISIS's main internet accounts, their servers, based at shadowy government-connected group in Silicon Valley. Here's another one. U.S. visas continue to be handed out by foreign contractors. InfoWars.com, Wayne Madsen, that joins us in the next hour, formerly with the NSA. Immigration officials prohibited from looking at visa applicants' social media. The Hill. Oh, but they know all about us. NATO nations training recruiting jihadists. We have the former head of defense intelligence coming out 2 months ago and saying they were ordered to fund and create the ISIS group consciously. Turkish imams, USA network of schools to be investigated. $500 million a year in taxpayer money just in Texas alone. 1,000 schools worldwide. Maryland man accused of receiving $9,000 from ISIS to carry out attack on American soil. Washington Post. And then this story right over here dealing with folks with gas, poison gas caught coming into Switzerland. All these jihad attacks, what would the West be thinking out of war-torn Syria to be bringing in almost exclusively Sunnis, many of which are fake, not Syrians, fake passports, upwards of 80% the EU admits, allowing them in and then not letting governors even know who they are and letting them disappear. Is this for plausible deniability when there are terror attacks that will be used to take our basic freedoms, restrict Internet freedom? What is the game plan? We have the expert here to give his view on what's happening. I mean, when you talked about what you exposed 14 years ago, Mr. Springman, it was sensational but documented. I want to say you are quintupled, verified, certified, confirmed. Now, though, it's so naked. What do you make of this?
Well, I'm flabbergasted every time I look at an article on the visas for these two people out in California. I get a different story. They keep saying that, well, it was a K-1 fiancé visa. And then you read, well, yeah, it's a K-1 fiancé visa, but they have been married in Saudi Arabia. And it just doesn't track. If you were married in Saudi Arabia or anywhere else, you don't get a fiancé visa. You get an immediate relative visa, and you have to apply for it with a petition for the alien relative. It's more paperwork. And even the K-1 visa requires you to go into great detail about your background, both the American citizen and the foreign national. They ask for things like, are you a terrorist? Do you plan to come to America and engage in terrorism? Have you contributed to terrorist organizations? And what were your parents' names, and where did they live, and what were their addresses and phone numbers, and what is your identity card number, and so forth. So there's plenty of information available for the Central Intelligence Agency, which does these background checks abroad, and for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which does them in the United States and could well do it abroad, since they have a FBI special agent, a legal attaché at nearly every embassy in the world. So I am just thrown by all of this. It looks like somebody gave a wink and a nod to pass this woman into the United States. And I don't know how they did it. If you get married abroad, even in a Muslim contract marriage where you're not really married until you have the actual wedding ceremony, that's registered, at least in Saudi Arabia it is. And any cursory check of their background would turn this up. So they'd say, no, you're ineligible for a K-1.
Mr. Springman, let me expand on that while we fix your camera briefly. Just tilt it down a little bit if you can, sir. Thank you. Again, joining us via video, Skype, we're not just radio folks, but also simulcast television, Infowars.com/show. While we have him do that, I want to bring up New York Daily News, CBS News, 2 weeks ago. A plane load of 150, but I see these stories every few weeks, comes in out of Mexico, lands, no one's checked at customs, no IDs are checked, they're just allowed to come right out on the street. Now, this is now being done, quote, where Mexico, with the Border Patrol, quote, completes the smuggling process. That's a quote from senior Border Patrol agents. We broke that news a year ago where we were told by Border Patrol to go to a spot in Texas, and they were loading them on the buses with no ID, giving them vouchers to go wherever they wanted to Democrat Party operations, basically. And I'm nonpartisan, but that's who was behind this. I mean, how do you do that and then have a police state and take all our rights and have surveillance, but then actually bring folks in from drug-torn and war-torn and terror-torn areas and just march people through, sir? I mean, doesn't this disqualify the entire war on terror?
It sure does.
So please continue elaborating on that, because it's so brazen. What are they thinking? How dumb do they think we are?
Well, they do a great job of getting it through the media. All you hear is how wonderful this is, how wonderful these people are for the United States. We can't send these people back because they would be sent back to a terrible country. And yet they throw all of the regulations and laws out the window to bring in people with really strange backgrounds.
I talk to a lot of Europeans, a lot of Latin Americans, a lot of Asians, and it seems like the more professional, no criminal records, have real reasons to be here, they're really married to an American, they really have a job. It's so hard when you try to submit and do it right. But if you are with some fake ID or don't even have one, I've witnessed people just let through. This is bizarre.
Yeah, I know. I know people who had God's own time with immigration when they had a legal benefit to which they were entitled, and immigration lost their papers or delayed the situation, confused them with a Tongan from the South Pacific with a different alien number. It's just the people who do it the right way and who pay lots of money to immigration and to attorneys to get them through the process, they're screaming mad. And it's Arabs to Ukrainians. They cannot understand what the American government is doing.
In fact, a lot of the folks that have contacted me freaked out over the migrant waves are Middle Easterners, are Europeans, are Russians, you name it. But I mean, a lot of them are Muslims, and they say, no, we totally agree. It's hard for us as citizens to go back and forth. We get harassed because we're Muslims, but then we just watch people literally from Saudi Arabia just flooding in when most Arab countries don't like Saudi Arabia because they know that's the country that exports jihadis to kill them. I mean, why is our government allied with the bad guys? I mean, I'm the one saying that. A, do you agree? How does it tie into the 28 pages and what you went through?
Yeah, it all hangs together, and the more explanations the government gives, the stranger it gets. I had a client one time who had been half her life in the United States. She worked for a high security company, but she was an Arab and a Muslim, and every time she came into the United States from a business trip abroad, she was harassed. And when she filed for citizenship, it took a trip to federal court to get the government's attention, and even in that case, the judge dismissed the matter, saying this shouldn't be in court. In fact, I had a client send me a note from the American Civil Liberties Union of Southern California. They produced a study that said Muslims need not apply, and for 5 megabytes, it went on to talk about how there was a distinct U.S. government policy to delay or deny benefits for immigration to Arabs and Muslims.
But they will then bring in people from war-torn zones, chock full of former combatants. What do you think the government's thinking when these groups start blowing stuff up and shooting people, as they've already begun in Europe and here, and then we turn out that the FBI was on Malik and her husband for 2 years, blocked? I mean, it really is bizarre. I mean, my reporters went up to upstate New York to report on Islamabad and some of these reported jihad training centers, and they literally had Homeland Security call them, tracking them in live time, knew right where they were via their cell phones, knew who had gone, even though we hadn't announced it, and told them, we're tracking you, and you're not here to stir up trouble, are you? But so when you're actually going and investigating real groups that have been connected to real things, it's a no-go. But then if you are a real doctor, say, from Egypt with no criminal record, you're an archaeologist, and you try to come over here to move here or even visit your family, then you get arrested. I mean, it just makes no sense.
Oh, exactly. I mean, Michelle Chasadovsky and his global research site up in Canada very kindly put up an article I had written about the Paris attacks. And the thrust of the article was that the idea was to move Muslims and Arabs and all sorts of other people out of the Middle East and from elsewhere into Europe in a hostility and to try and drag the Europeans into a war in the Middle East. So far, the Germans have been out of it. The French were not too deeply into it, and the British weren't. Yet, within a couple of weeks of this happening, Germans send warships to the Mediterranean. The French send an aircraft carrier. They start bombing Syria and Iraq. The British go back into bombing, and they're putting restrictions on people's civil liberties in France. So it's a way of getting these people into fighting the evil Muslims and the evil Arabs without a shred of proof that there are such people.
And they do it because of social and geopolitical illiteracy. Just like Saudi Arabia is involved in attacking us on 9/11, we attack Iraq, their arch enemy that's secular and not working with them. Right. Same thing here. The German, everybody's now saying, get rid of Assad. It's his fault there's refugees. When he didn't start the civil war, the EU, NATO, the U.S., Turkey, Israel, they're all Saudi Arabia, number one, all involved. And then they think we're so dumb, now we've got to remove Assad because of the refugee crisis that our own government's caused.
Exactly. And the amazing thing with all of this is that nobody questions it, that you've got all of these things happening. They want to bring thousands of refugees to the United States. Yet I've had clients who were married to American citizens and who couldn't get into the United States, even though they'd worked for the American government into Iraq. They had to check and check and check their background for years.
But if you're just a jihadi, I mean, that's why almost all these guys are military-age men. A lot of them been confirmed to be part of the invasion.
Yeah.
I mean, so what do you think the end game is? Take our liberties, like you said, set up a police state, out of the crisis, and then end up attacking countries that are actually fighting the very same jihadis.
Exactly. I mean, you had Saudi Arabia. They've announced on RT this morning that these people are putting together a 40-nation alliance to fight ISIL. And the countries that the Saudis have rounded up are basically the organizations and countries and governments that are supporting ISIL, that are giving the money to them so they can buy weapons to destroy Syria and other countries in the region. It's beyond belief. It makes 1984 look like a child's comic book.
And it's because of political ignorance, folks, that they can get away with this. The problem is there's a large minority worldwide that understands the exact divide and conquer strategy, and our own military is investigating it. The Pentagon has an investigation going. Generals are going public. The system has a big problem. This, I think, is starting to unravel. We're going to ask Michael Springman, a big 9/11 whistleblower, if he thinks it is unraveling and what we can do to reverse these war crimes.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Ho, ho, ho. Katie is ready for the holiday season. Get your gift certificates now. Go to katiearmor.com, that's C-A-T-I-armor.com, for our best Christmas deals. Come and take it.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Be sure and support these local affiliates you're listening on. Spread the word about them. Please don't take them for granted. And become a sponsor or support the sponsors and let the station know why you're supporting the sponsors. If they have a remote at a restaurant or car dealership, come visit the remote. If they are promoting a particular product, check that product out and let them know why. It is essential in an info war to fight George Soros and all the globalist money with your money. even little amounts of it, and your word of mouth will change the world, will change what the neocons and the controlled left and all these groups are up to. The newest story is up on Infowars.com. British government's now pointing to Saudis as Islamic State posts are discovered on government IP addresses. No, folks, it's come out. The British government, probably more than anybody, when it comes to actual logistics, has always been running the Saudi Arabian terror groups. They set them up over 100 years ago with the first king of Saudi Arabia. They created Saudi Arabia. Go watch Lawrence of Arabia. They go and take over Syria in that movie because it's a true story. But they make them the good guys. Caravan raiders, actual hardcore criminals, pirates, thuggies. They're basically thuggies. The House of Saud probably isn't even Saudi Arabian. Some evidence shows they're connected to the ancient spice trade all the way to India and are actually thuggy. And I'm not joking. Look up what a thuggy is. And they did operate in Saudi Arabia, by the way, all the way through Iran, all the way into India. They kill you and bury you and your family after they rob you. Now, let's continue here with Mr. Springman. Feds ignored Islamic terror threat before San Bernardino to focus on right-wing radicals. Numerous DHS FBI reports downplayed or completely omitted Muslim jihadists. Mr. Springman, in this little segment, in 5 minutes of the next hour, I'm going to let you go because you're a busy man, constitutional lawyer, michaelspringman.com. What are points you'd like to make or areas you'd like to get into? Because I've kind of been covering the waterfront here. My only other question is, where do you see this going? Is it unraveling?
Well, it depends on what you define as unraveling. The American terror program, support for fanatics, recruitment of fanatics, arming of fanatics, that unfortunately seems to be increasing, and the American people are paying a price. Money that goes into this to support this forever war and to support fanatics around the world prevents Americans from having their bridges rebuilt, from having their roads rebuilt, from having their water systems rebuilt, and you wind up with water main breaks, pieces of bridges landing on people's windshields, and so on. So I don't think it's going to get any better, and I am not really optimistic that there will be anybody coming out of the woodwork in America to say enough is enough, it's time to put an end to this. What happens, unfortunately, is you have these special interest groups and the big money that are supporting people like Barry Obama and Hillary Clinton and others. And it's basically two branches of the same permanent ruling party. They may differ on minor details, but certainly when you're talking about war abroad, support for terrorism, allow crazies into the United States, but keep out doctors, lawyers, and so forth, who have a legitimate right to come here and who have a legitimate claim to immigration benefits, I think it's a sick system. And nobody wants to reform it. They want to make changes to give amnesty to who knows what.
Where does it go from here? Because it's bipartisan, the left, working with these radical jihad groups, and so that's why they keep wanting to cover it up, but it's still coming out.
I know it's astonishing that they kept the lid on so long, and you know, more than 20 years later, I have yet to find out why I was officially fired by the State Department. They shut down the first Freedom of Information Act request as a threat to national security, and the second one, they simply shut it down, saying the State Department shreds visa applications every year, when in fact they don't.
Wow, and the cover-up now gets bigger and bigger and has more holes in it than Swiss cheese. Third hour coming up. One more segment with Springman. Then we've got one, the only, joining us, Wayne Mattson. Stay with us. We've got breaking news.
Today.